Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Hey everybody, Tim Miller from The Bulwark here with my buddy Andrew Egger, who writes our Morning Shots newsletter, which you should definitely subscribe to at thebulwark.com. And Andrew, I want to talk about a series of developments in Ukraine. I got into this a little bit with Bill Kristol yesterday, but we've learned some more, and there's been some backlash from the MAGA right. But there's this awesome offensive the Ukrainians undertake over the weekend called Operation Spiderweb that has kind of a Trojan horse element to it. It's this really cool story from The Sun. That apparently one of the point people for this operation was a DJ, a tattooed DJ who has a wife or girlfriend that writes erotic thrillers. Let's put their pictures up right here so people can just really visualize this. Awesome story. Good news. You're usually a bearer of bad news. How are you processing this positive development in Ukraine?
It's been very cool. It's it was like tactically useful, you know, knocked out a bunch of you know, nuclear capable airplanes and things like that, but also just really a fun story, like just on the merits of it, and really embarrassing, like OPSEC wise for Russia, because of how do you want to talk a little bit about like what actually happened? Is the most bizarre story ever. This DJ guy like essentially tricked a bunch of like Russian truck drivers into driving these trucks that had drones concealed inside of them to a bunch of different locations all over Russia. First of all, we should say the guy, the DJ, he's alleged to be involved. It's like Russian military bloggers who have like surfaced his name. All of these guys who were driving the trucks are like, Artem told us to go here. Supposedly he's the Artem. But they all drive all over the place.
I want it to be true. So yeah, I want to say there's the bias of how badly I want it to be true. It's a good caveat.
Yeah. He's just the icing on the cake though, because like the thing itself, just driving these trucks to these places, supposedly they're there to like build homes. And then like the secret compartment on the roof of the trucks opens up.
The roofs open at the same time, like all over the country, like as far as Siberia, like these roofs open at the same time. And then the drones just take out the Russian planes. And again, it's also a little bit of a sweet revenge element, because it's the planes that have been, you know, dropping a lot of like really deadly material onto Ukraine, right?
Yeah.
And so it's like they went at the source of the, you know, Russian strength. And also the other sweet element to this is Russia is particularly exposed because they can't make these planes anymore. They're like Soviet era planes. And so now it's like they're boned.
Right. So yeah. And it's totally like an Ocean's 11 type thing where like, you know, everyone who is involved in the planning and execution of it gets away scot-free. And it's these like hapless truck drivers who didn't know anything about it, who are like, you know, it went about as well as Ukraine could have hoped it would go. Cool story, fun story, exciting story, grim war, but a good story in that war.
Little icing on the cake for us from a domestic perspective is that the Ukrainians executed this campaign without our help at all and without our knowledge, apparently. I mean, which is a little bit alarming, I guess, about the U.S.'s visibility inside of Ukrainian services from an intel standpoint. But this was kind of reported over the weekend. We talked about it a little bit yesterday about how we didn't know about this. But Carolyn Leavitt, the press secretary, was asked about this today. Did Trump know about this? And said no. So this is just, I mean, on the one hand, embarrassing, kind of egg on your face situation for Trump. But like, more importantly, it is the Ukrainians like decoupling from this and saying, we got this. We don't need your little small orange fingers.
Yeah. And I honestly, I've been kind of going around and around in my head for how to process that exact piece of information, because you could probably, couldn't you make the argument that like, if this had happened under Biden, it would have been messaged the same way, just because it is like such an aggressive attack into Russian territory beyond what the US has kind of consented to as a matter of policy. You could imagine a world where Ukraine, probably not under this administration, under a friendlier administration to Ukraine, where Ukraine either leaves us in the dark, or probably more likely just says they left us in the dark, and we say they left us in the dark. Obviously, I would not bet a lot of money that's what happened here under these particular group of jokers. But I've it's been hard for me to find the exact right hole to put that peg of information into. You know what I mean?
Yeah, same. It's something I've been noodling on. But it's hard to imagine that in this situation, right? Like the wink and nod in the Biden time of saying like, yeah, we didn't know anything about this. Like we don't want to have if this escalates, we don't want to be responsible. That is you could imagine. You really can't imagine it here. I think the reality is that if you're Ukraine and you're doing a sensitive operation like this, you can't tell us.
Yeah. I think you're right. I mean, it would be an OPSEC like vulnerability, right?
What if Tulsi? I mean, you want Tulsi knowing about this? So I don't know. It'll be interesting as this stuff develops. Like, did the Brits know? You know, did their European allies know? I don't know. That will be a subplot to watch. The other element to this, which is really delicious, this is an all delicious podcast, so enjoy it while you can, people. Steve Bannon was on with what was the other Cuomo's name? Chris Cuomo.
Yeah,
on his program.
What a long, strange trip he's been on, right?
And Chris is looking tan, and so Bannon's on the program, and he's pissed because Lindsey Graham was in Ukraine while this was happening. He's on a codel of some sort, I think, with Richard Blumenthal, maybe some other senators, and was expressing a lot of positivity about the operation, and is also at the same time back here, you know, working on a bill that would add sanctions to Russia that ideally would get enough votes that it could, that even if Trump vetoed it, they could override the veto. So like, these are two things that Lindsey's working on. You know, I could use a little bit more from Lindsey, but that being said, those are two items that he was working on in support of Ukraine, and just those two modest items really have pissed off Steve Bannon. And now let's watch him on Chris Cuomo's program.
Whether it's true that Ukraine didn't give us a heads up and that the United States wasn't involved in the planning or execution, I don't know that. I know what the White House has said. I don't necessarily believe it. I don't know that it's not true either, but I don't understand how you could want to jail a U.S. senator because he's saying something you don't like.
Because
that sounds like the worst of the deep state.
No. It's absolutely what he's doing over there right now is stirring it up. He's giving the Ukrainians.
But it's not illegal.
He's giving Ukrainians false hope. He's giving Ukrainians false hope that we're there to support them on engaging Russia in a kinetic conflict, and we are not. President Trump,
right,
one of
so
the central
he's
parts
wrong.
Of President Trump. Hey.
So maybe Lindsey he's Graham, wrong, two, but what do you say, throw him in jail?
Two things ought to happen. Either cancel his passport and don't let him back in the country, or put him in jail if he comes back. Lindsey Graham is stirring it up right now.
So he wants to jail Lindsey Graham, I guess. And the whole, there was a period of time where they did the whole, we're not really fascists, and these liberals, like, how crazy are they that they call us fascists? And we're going to call ourselves fascists kind of as a joke because the liberals call us that. And it's like it's a big laugh to make fun of how crazy they've gotten. And now they just have kind of embraced it pretty much full throatedly. They're like, no, if you disagree with the president on a foreign policy matter, you should be jailed.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to watch Chris Cuomo kind of bump into that in real time, where he's like, well, I mean, come on, you're not actually saying that he should be imprisoned. What, for speech? Like, for supporting the notion that we should continue to back our allies in Ukraine? And Bannon's like, nah, jail or deny him reentry to the country. I mean, it's funny. It's grim and it's funny, right? I mean, it's like it's both of these things, because it's not like this. Steve Bannon has been kind of sidelined in a lot of ways by this administration. A lot of things he doesn't want happening policy wise have been happening with this administration.
Though but it also seems like he won the little Elon battle, maybe by no doing of his own, but he was the most aggressive anti-Elon person, at least publicly. Probably has more to do with Susie Wiles and Elon's own instability than Bannon himself, but it's worth mentioning
that. Yeah, no, 100%. But I just think, like, regardless of his own kind of personal sway or whatever, like, this ideology that he is kind of like channeling here, where it's like the president channels the will of the Volk, and any impediment to that, or anybody who gets in his way, or anybody who even like talks on behalf of the United States, even if they are also officers of the United States. The thing that Bannon keeps bringing up is like, he's stirring things up. He's giving the Ukrainians false hope. He's making them think that there's still a coalition of important people in America who support them. But that's not true. The only important person in America is Donald J. Trump, and he doesn't support. I mean, that's kind of the actual kind of like philosophical argument that Bannon's making. And it's insane. I mean, it's like it's fascist and evil and terrifying, because like it's the idea that literally anybody who is getting even crosswise of the president's messaging is essentially committing this act of like treason against the popular will that exists in the person of the president. So that's cool. It's a really exciting times all around.
You saw some of this just with a little less of Bannon's flair from some of these other guys, like Cat Turd was talking about how Lindsey Graham and Zelensky don't want peace. And, you know, you see this from the other MAGA kind of commentariat. And the interesting thing is like, to advance their perspective, like there are sort of two sides of MAGA. Like they're the ones that just embrace the fact that maybe Putin has to take over all of Europe and not really our problem. This was the Curtis Yarvin side. We were talking about this yesterday with Will Sommer. But then there are the other folks, like the more in touch with real political reality side of MAGA, which I guess Cat Turd is included in, which will tell you something. They have to continue to do the suspension of disbelief that there is a peace program happening. It's like, this is bad. This attack on Russia is bad because it's undermining the peace. I mean, we can't do something that's undermining this important peace process.
I'm not 100% sure you can ascribe thoughts that complex to Cat Turd 2. That guy is a single-celled organism, you know? I mean, he just...
Okay, there were some others that said that. I don't want to name a name because I don't have it in front of me, but there were some more MAGAs who were making this argument.
Yes, which is just, I mean, it's so amazing. It's just, it's complete, you know, like monopoly money discourse, right? I mean, Russia is also currently in the process of launching its most aggressive attacks yet against Ukraine, like all weekend. You know how like the biggest drone attack they've done so far, hitting all kinds of like residential centers and just like, you know, doing the kind of like evil empire stuff they've been doing in this war all along. And yet the discourse is supposed to be that because Ukraine blew up a bunch of Russian warplanes and also made a separate attack on a bridge with nobody on it just this morning, that like they're the, like, oh man, there's, isn't it terrible how in war there are no clean hands, you know, that kind of nonsense. And they're not even saying that. They're not even saying Ukraine's as bad as Russia. They're just saying Ukraine's bad for doing this stuff. I mean, it's completely insane. And just, I don't know. I guess it's not beneath comment because we're commenting on it, but it's it makes you dumber reading it.
Nothing's beneath comment anymore, Andrew. All right. Well, it's a positive development. We have a few of those these days, so it's important for us to jump on and provide that for y'all. We'll be keeping an eye on it. Make sure to subscribe to the feed. Go read Andrew's newsletter. What'd you write about today? I'm behind.
Today, this morning, Federalist Society, man. I'm doing one cheer for conservative institutions, which every time I do that, I get completely owned
by reality. Never mind, guys. Start tomorrow. Start on tomorrow's newsletter. You're going to like that one better. We'll see you all back here soon.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.